to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, this is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and we are now officially in hour number three with Virginia Farver, and we'll be joining Virginia in just a moment. But first, I want to thank our guests. I tell you, what an exciting 2 hours with former NSA personnel Vance Davis, and then, of course, Kathy Rubio. And we spent a lot of time talking about the border. And their information is stunning because it complemented each other so well, but doggone, it was different. It was, what an amazing 2 hours. But anyway, thanks to Vance, thanks to Kathy, and this is going to be no less exciting, but we're going to change directions away from the border, and we're going to be talking about how the bad guys are taking over your community, and you're not even aware of it. Anyway, as I said, my name is Dave Hodges, and we have some very special sponsors that bring this show to you, and I wanted to highlight who they are very quickly. And if you'll notice, everything that we advertise for on this show has direct applicability to you. I turn down advertising. Why? Because I don't want to advertise anything that I don't think my audience is really going to need. And here I'm looking at who's bringing us this hour. It's gold. Well, you need gold to back up your soon-to-be worthless cash. You also need your pensions reinforced, and the gold-backed Roth IRA from Noble Gold can do that. And in fact, let me tell you how you get a hold of them real quickly. 877-646-5347. The link is in the description box following this particular broadcast. We're also brought to you by my good friend, Bob Griswold. You've heard Bob so many times on this show. He's our security expert. He advises people on how to protect themselves during tough times. And he's got the best prepping company out there, Ready Made Resources. And what sets him apart is he'll consult with you for nothing. All you got to do is mention my name. Oh, you're one of Dave's guys? Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Free consultation, folks. ReadyMadeResources.com. The number to call is on the screen. Once you see what he has, you're going to want to not pass up what he can bring to you because he could save your life. Also, the best storable food company in the world. I always say you need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine, and tools. I can help you with the food. 70% off, restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. It's the best deal in America. Don't get caught short. And you say, Dave, I can't do the 6 months you keep talking about. FEMA, DHS says 6 months. I know. We have 2 and 4 week bags. We can help you accumulate over time. Although I'll tell you, as fast as things are moving, you better get cracking on this. Go to preparewithdave.com. Those are the three sponsors that bring this hour to you, or this segment, I should say, to you, of this hour. And I'm so proud to be associated with them. But I'll tell you what, we have some business to get down to. We've got to take on the New World Order and kick their butt. And right now, they're in your community. They're coming in locally, and just like the Soviet defectors of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they said, you'll be taking over America from the upside down, downside up, inside out. We'll take over through your institutions. And that's what Virginia Farver is going to talk to us about tonight. Virginia has been a guest on our show many times, most of it about 5G, and we may touch on that a little bit tonight, but our focus is going to be how we are losing our communities. Virginia, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really glad you could be with us.
Thank you, Dave, for having me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Well, the Russians did say you're going to lose your country from the inside. And by gosh, we are. Let me start with Stacey Lynn, and we can chat about her. Stacey Lynn is one of the most courageous people I know. And Stacey Lynn is so intelligent. She has so much charisma, and she was such a bulldog that she was taking on the Agenda 21 forces in Fort Collins, Colorado, and winning. She kept waste management from creating a monopoly and driving prices up for trash collection. She kept the Fort Collins New World Order City Council from basically stopping parking from going on in downtown Fort Collins. And for that, they brought in a New World Order judge, Judge Julie Kunzfeld, and she came from the IMF and the World Bank. She had defended in a lawsuit someone named Pat Stryker, who I called the queen of Agenda 21 in Fort Collins, Colorado. And Stryker has the right to those views. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she broke any laws there, but I don't think it's in the best interest of the common person. And when Julie Koonsfield came in, she even used one of Stryker's subsidiary business addresses for her judicial application. You want to talk about a rigged game? And then when Field completed the stealing of Stacey Lynn's son, Jaden, for no reason whatsoever, and gave it to the father, who had never been part of the boy's life, didn't pay one dime in child support, according to Stacey. And then you have Bill Ritter, who brought the judge in by appointment, and he goes to work for Pat Stryker for $300,000 a year. What a nice little Agenda 21 communist globalist organization we have that steals the kids of people who stand up for what is right. Virginia, you were there every step of the way. Did I miss anything? Did I get anything wrong?
That pretty much says it all, Dave, and it goes much deeper than that even.
Yes, it does, and that's what we have you here to talk about. And I should also mention, too, that I got a lot of free publicity because of Julie Koonsfield. I understand from people like Russ Harvey that she used to freak out about my show and how we'd cover this. Were you ever there to hear any of that?
Yes.
Absolutely. You know I have to laugh when I hear this.
Yep.
Thank you to the judge for promoting our show.
Yeah.
Oh, you know one thing I left out? How corrupt the Larimer County sheriffs were. I mean, who was it? The sheriff in Weld County found a listening device without a warrant on Stacy's car, a tracking device.
And, yes, it remember was that? Sheriff Justin Smith, and he's still in office. He put an illegal tracking device on her car, and she could not figure out for the longest time how people were finding out where she was all the time before she'd even get there. And she had somebody look under her car, and she had an illegal tracking device, and actually had to drive to a different county to have the device removed.
Isn't that amazing? I'm shocked. And, you know, I'll tell you what I think it was, and I don't know if you have an opinion on this, and that's okay if you don't, but I remember when I was first brought Stacy's case by a lady named Diane, who was doing some research for me at the time, and I told Diane, I don't do child custody, and she said, Dave, this ain't typical child custody. So I looked at it, and I remember the second time I talked to Stacy, I said, Stacy, when those policemen are surrounding you and circling you and harassing you and intimidating you physically, they think you know something. And I'll tell you, my mind went right to child sex trafficking. And later, from the good people in Larimer County, I guess those sheriffs have been protecting those rings up there forever, going back into at least the 1970s. So I think that's why they were tracking her. I think that they thought that she wasn't just an Agenda 21 activist. She was going to cut to the core of a lot of things that could send some of these people to prison. Did you ever get anything on that, or was that just kind of my discovery?
No, and this whole thing is, you know, I think a lot of these same actors are involved in the court system, of course, in Fort Collins, and actually have control of some of these counseling facilities and that type of thing. And I think Stacy might have been a little worried about Jaden. I think they were I think one session they wanted to charge her like $800
yes.
to see Jaden, and I think she was worried, you know, if your child overreacts or does something out of the norm, you know, then they bring in the drugs or something else. So I think this is why she probably backed off a little bit, Dave.
Well, she hasn't seen her child in years, and not because she doesn't want to, but
right.
she's afraid. I know she told me this privately. She said, I'm afraid if I pursue this, something will happen to Jaden.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she was very matter-of-fact about this. And I had some interaction with her ex-boyfriend, father of her child. I told him he could come on the show and tell his side of the story. And it's not like I went after him with both barrels. The fault was in the system. I mean, the man didn't pay a dime in child support, and I believe Stacy when she said that. He wasn't part of his life. I wondered why he magically appeared when she got active in Agenda 21. And I wanted him to come on and answer those questions, and he wouldn't do it. But, you know, what I really saw there was really I think a kid needs both parents. And I didn't have a problem with him being in the life so much. I had a problem with Stacy being cut out.
Right.
And this was just sheer punishment for Agenda 21 advocacy.
I went to several of these court hearings, by the way, too, where he was at. And I'll tell you, Dave, his demeanor, a couple of times he had some outbursts that were, you know, it was pretty telling. So, you know, I think she had good reason to back off.
Do you mean they were volatile?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that too, and I faced some of that volatility. He through the Larimer County Sheriff's, he falsely accused me of threatening him, which I never did. The most threatening I ever did is I said, come on my show, and I'll let you have your say, but I'm going to ask some very pointed questions, but I won't cut you off, I won't surprise you. And I told him in an email, I said, I'll be very fair with you. And he didn't want to come on and tell his side of the story. So he's got to kind of live with what people say because, you know, I don't pretend to sit here and know all the facts. I trust Stacy. I think Stacy's 100% accurate. But I also know Stacy's going to tell her story from her point of view. And that's why I offered to have him come on and tell his story. But I wanted to know why all of a sudden he appeared and wanted his son after, what, 8.5 years of not wanting anything to do with him, by all accounts. I thought that was suspicious.
Right. And I think I told you too, Dave, that, you know, they took Stacy Lynn's driver's license away.
Yes.
And this was about a couple of years ago. All of a sudden, she got her license back. And they took it away because she had not been paying child support. Well, she contacted the courts in Denver, and actually they sent her the documentation, and it was Judge Julie Fields that actually gave her her license back and signed off documents where she, you know, they let her go. But anyway, Stacy marched right down to the Larimer County courts and demanded to see where she had paid. She wanted to see the receipts where she had paid child support, and they couldn't provide all that stuff. So this kind of tells you what's going on. And they had a judge brought in, and I think they got to him. So I think she's backed off, and she's got really good reason for that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. How old is Jaden now?
Dangerous. I'm telling you, Dave, it's dangerous. Jaden is probably, I was thinking about this, 13 or 14?
Well, I think he's older now. Let me do the math.
It could be.
I think I first came, excuse me here, as I got to take a drink of water.
I think you're right.
I think I talked to Stacy in December of 2012. I think. That would be 6 years plus, 8.5, 15. He's high school.
Yep.
He's high school.
Yep.
And certainly I'm not promoting custodial interference, although I think the judge already did an illegal case of that. But nonetheless, when he's 18, I'm hoping people will take the interviews that you and I and Stacy have done so he doesn't think mom ever abandoned him and he hears what she went through to try to retain custody, at least retain visitation rights.
I can tell you this, that one of the last conversations Stacy had with Jaden, he did look at her and he said that he apparently knew that it wasn't her fault. So that's what I'm hoping for. And I hope that they can reunite and there's no harm that's been done to this young man and they can have a life together after all of this. And shame on these people in Larimer County, by the way.
They're criminal. They're criminal.
Absolutely.
To the core.
Absolutely.
Russ Harvey told me a story once. I don't know if you know this story or not. Russ Harvey's a mutual acquaintance between Virginia and I and Stacy. And I got to know Russ, and it turned out we knew a lot of people in common. And Russ told me about how he befriended a daughter who was one part of a twin set that was, the mother was the head witch of Larimer County, and bear with me, folks, I'm not making this up. And that he befriended her, took her to church, was basically trying to help her with her life. And the witch was supposedly involved in some really dark stuff with child sex trafficking, law enforcement involvement for protection, and so forth. And Russ told me that whenever he would take her somewhere or take her, you know, to get a meal, to buy her clothes, to take her to church, he was trailed by a Larimer County Sheriff's car. Have you heard that him tell that story?
I've heard it, yes. And I've actually been with Stacy when we've met out of town, and she's always got people following her,
yeah,
by the way. So, yeah, and I know myself I've been followed and everything else in town. So none of this surprises me.
See, we're not just talking the takeover of a community by controlling the city council or the county commissioners or city prosecutors. We're talking about basically criminal organizations with real life thugs that intimidate and do worse to try to maintain their political agenda. This is what I object to. It's like a giant mafia.
And I can tell you, Dave, there's actually corporations in town that are involved in all this, too. So I know that people have spoken out against some of them and have had restrainings, had everything flipped back onto the person that's trying to do the right thing and had restraining orders put on them. There's all kinds of stories floating out in Fort Collins. I don't think people have any clue as to how incredibly dangerous it is to live here. And more people are moving here every day. And they just don't understand what they're getting involved in.
Well, really, your whole state of Colorado, and I should say this because people may be listening and aren't familiar with my background. I was raised in Colorado, and I went all my schooling there through undergraduate, and I lived my young adulthood there, you know, the first part of my young adulthood. And so I am so distressed at what I see going on. Now, Fort Collins is a cesspool of Agenda 21 activity designed to take away individual liberties, but also, too, I know from people I talk to, my sources, I've exposed it, drug running, child sex trafficking are huge, and a lot of it emanates out of Fort Collins. You and I have never really had that discussion. Are you familiar with that as well?
Yeah, and I've actually wondered about this because we used to have Fort Collins Loveland Airport, and they were actually having Agilent jets that left here and would fly a couple flights every day to Las Vegas. And there were talks about Southwest coming in and all kinds of things. And all of a sudden, Dave, it just came to a screeching halt. And I think there's just some personal Lear jets that are out there now that can come and go.
Well, I can tell you where some of them go. Some of the planes that leave Fort Collins go to places like Del Rio, Texas, Cabo San Lucas, and I'll tell you what I was told by a Mexican justice official who owed me a big favor, and I'll tell that story at another time. And I asked him to trace these tail fin numbers that my researcher at the time, Diana, had come up with. And she said, Dave, they're going to these places, and there's pictures of them. You can get them on the Internet, and there's websites that track tail fin numbers and where they go and blah, blah, blah. And I had an answer within a day of asking my source. He said, oh, yeah, they're running guns through Del Rio, Texas, into Mexico as part of Fast and Furious, and they're bringing kids back for trafficking on the way back. That came from a Mexican justice official, and I've had a DHS person confirm this for me as recently as this last fall.
Well, I'll tell you, Dave, none of this surprises me. And, you know, this ICLEI that the city's involved in, I mean, the tentacles are literally everywhere. I think there's pretty much people in every city department now as well, too. It's just incredible what they've done to this town.
Well, you had your own encounter, so we can kind of move away from Stacy here and talk about the Farber family. Smart meters are bad for you. The electromagnetic radiation they put off, the 500% billing errors that they make in favor of the utility company that are commonplace. I could go on and on, but supposedly in your town, they had an exemption that you could fall back on and say, okay, I don't have to be part of this and I don't have to have a smart meter. Tell me about your encounter with the authorities with regarding to this Agenda 21 program.
Well, I'd sent in letters, certified letters, that I wanted to opt out of their program, and I listed why. And basically, Dave, I woke up one morning and my lights went out in my house, and I opened the front door, and there was the head of the utilities and a police officer standing right at my front door. And I told her, I said, you being on my property without a warrant is unlawful. I said, you get off my property. And he just looked at me. Dennis Sumner is his name. He was the head of the utilities here. And he said, Virginia, he said, it's already done. They had snipped my lock. They had taken.
Well, that's breaking. Whoa. That's breaking and entering. You never told me that.
But yeah, they've done all that, and they filed a false police report on my husband in order to shut my activism up, basically. So I've been pretty much. There was actually a article in the Coloradoan newspaper, and there was a man by the name of Wayne Sterler from the Fort Collins Utilities, and he mentioned that there were four or five problem utility customers, and if they kept it up, they would no longer be allowed in city facilities. So I had people calling me that morning because I took it as a threat not only to me but my husband, because my husband works for the city. And then I also took, I had these beautiful flyers made, and I went down to the city council one night to talk, and I was passing out the flyers, and literally that next week they passed an ordinance where you could no longer have signs or bring flyers onto city properties.
Well, how many violations of the Constitution did we just hear? Denial of access to public facilities without a court order, without showing cause, is illegal. Your First Amendment right to protest is never abrogated as long as you're not interfering in activities. What do these people, who do they think they are?
Above the law.
Has this been challenged in court because it's illegal?
No, because the courts are completely controlled in this area. So there again, you know, I don't know, Dave, what it's going to take. Eventually, I think there's going to be lawsuits. I just don't know how soon they're going to be coming up.
Wow.
And, of course, I lost my son because of this cell tower on the San Diego State campus, which is actually mission control for San Diego Gas and Electric. So, you know, I was completely, and Fort Collins is actually, because of the grid system, is completely involved with what's going on in San Diego as well, too.
What do you mean by involvement in the grid system?
Well, they're all, the grid system is just, it's literally everywhere. The Hepburn cell tower on the SDSU campus is actually hooked to a system in Boulder, CU Boulder. So it's all the HARP system.
God.
And the utilities are all hooked to it.
So people are listening right now to you saying what you just said, and they're saying, Dave, HARP is in Gakona, Alaska. And what you're telling them is, it's all over, including many universities. Is that what you're saying?
Dave, it's at Colorado State University. I found that about 2 months ago. It's in CU Boulder. It's in the University of Denver. It's pretty much on all the large college campuses so far that I figured out.
Oh, my. That's my alma mater for undergrad, University of Denver.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
I'm glad
I don't
to
know
see
where the towers
joining,
are at.
Well, they're joining the New World Order.
Absolutely.
Of course, you know, Condoleezza Rice went to my university.
Oh.
Yeah, should I be surprised? Actually, you know what? Of all the really rogue neocons in the Bush administration, I actually thought she had a lot of good qualities. I actually liked her in a lot of ways.
Yep.
But.
Well, you know, it just depends. You know, to me, this all comes to good and evil. Wrong versus right,
yeah,
you know, and these people are going to have to answer to a higher calling someday, Dave. That's all I can say.
Well, I agree, but we need to bring them to a calling now. So
right.
Tell me about the efforts made by people like yourself who are in the know, people like Stacy, and you go to public meetings and encounter these public entities. How do they deal with you when you go up there and you say, you know what, we know what you're doing. You're trying to kill us with this radiation. You're taking away our property rights. You're violating our constitutional liberties. How do they handle it? What do they tell you when you confront them with the facts?
Well, it's very interesting you bring this up, because every time I go there, there's extra police officers that show up, and they always seem to have the head of the utility show up when I show up. And the last time I was there, I brought up the fact that these meters have a lack of UL certification, and they cause house fires, and they short real easily. Everything in them, they're junk. And so I brought all this stuff up, and there were two of the heads of the utilities came down and spoke. But Dave, it was sad, but it was kind of comical. They were talking about the doors at the senior center. They'd finally closed all of them, and you could only have access into the senior center at the entrance and not through the whole building. And they talked about this for 20 minutes, and then the city mayor looked right at me. He said, Virginia, he said, we've got a safe utility, and that's all he said.
Let me ask you, let's go back to the beginning, okay?
Okay.
How do they get control of these boards? How do they get control of these city councils? How do they get control of the sheriff's department? Do you have any history or perspective on that?
Well, from what I've heard is ICLEI joined, Fort Collins joined, well, they were signed on to Smart Growth in December of 1995. And this is why I tell people to be very, very vigilant during the holiday seasons, during Thanksgiving and during Christmas, because this is when they do all of their dirty deeds, when nobody's paying attention, and they will wait until the very last minute of the night, and then they will bring up these agenda items to get them passed. And then I also found out that we've got something called the CAC, the Citizens Advisory Committee. And per the Brindle Group here in town, now Stacy's brought them up too.
Isn't that where she had to originally go to see Jaden?
It's the Brindle Group?
Didn't they own the facility where she went to?
Yeah. I mean,
Jaden, and they charged this exorbitant rate for her to exercise her parental rights of visitation?
Everything, yes, Dave. I mean, it's all, they know, the corporations are in complete control here, and I think they put people in these positions. They pay for their positions, and that's how they're doing it.
You know, this is going to be the second time I've told this story in this broadcast, but it bears relevance to this story here. I want to really explore the origin so people can see it unfold in their communities and learn from what happened and the inactivity of Fort Collins people outside of people like you and Stacy, who should have met the threat and stopped it but didn't. But right now, what we know, and I know this from Marilyn Rupar and Kathy Rubio in hour number two confirmed this, that what we're seeing are diploma mills. Now, I don't know if Colorado State is part of it. I have the list. I just can't remember off the top of my head, and I wasn't planning to talk about this. But these institutions like New Mexico University, New Mexico State, Texas A&M, they're being turned into diploma mills. One thing they're doing with illegal aliens is they're giving them fake diploma mill degrees at in-state tuition, and they're being sponsored. In other words, they're paying nothing. And these people now, they're running around America with great credentials that aren't earned, and they're able to, if they get to stay and avoid detection and deportation, they get to get into high-level positions without warranty. It's a way of exerting influence from the illegal alien community into mainstream America, thus creating good Democrats that can outvote the rest of us conservatives. But there's a second thing they're doing, too. They're when I shared this with some of my former Hispanic colleagues where I taught, you know, post-secondary and graduate school education, they were furious because it really degrades their accomplishments. But they're taking certain Latinos who are citizens and doing the same exact thing, and then they're running them for positions like city prosecutor, city attorney, county commissioner, and they're giving them these fake credentials so they can come in and they can exert their influence with their Agenda 21 Democratic mantra. And this is the Justice Democrats doing this. These are the people, and you may have heard about this, that recruited 35 Democrats like Ocasio-Cortez through casting calls. She was in a bar, working in a bar doing wet t-shirt contests. I kid you not. And she answered a casting call to become a congresswoman, and they handed her to the new Green Deal. It's the same deal. It's the same exact setup. And now there's a third part to this, Virginia, and Kathy Rubio confirmed this in the hour before we're talking here. The third part is this, is they're training what appears to be conservative Latinos with fake advanced degrees from these diploma mills that get into city offices and they run as Democrats, only to be a Trojan horse for the liberal Democrats. Were you aware of any of this?
I've heard things, and I've been kind of suspicious about a lot of things, Dave, because the city of Fort Collins, I keep a really close eye on them, and we were talking about this on the phone. You know, they will transfer people from Austin and from Santa Cruz,
yes.
And they will do all this kind of thing, and I know for a fact that there are people that are getting into positions that they don't have the credentials for them, but I'm thinking that this is the fact that these people will do anything. Because they will do anything they are told to do because they are yes men, and this is a wonderful job for them, and they're not going to do anything that's going to, you know, lose this. So,
no, you're absolutely right. And in fact, let's do this. We need to take a quick break for the segment. I want to do that, and I want to come back and pick up right here because this is such a key point of infiltration to identify. I just want to remind everybody we're brought to you by great sponsors here. I already mentioned Noble Gold. To convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals that'll hold their value during the collapse coming after a $22 trillion debt collapses is Noble Gold. 877-646-5347. The link is in the description box below the broadcast. PrepareWithDave.com, the very best in storable food. Don't get caught short. Go to PrepareWithDave.com. And then finally, Virtual Shield. Don't let persecution turn into prosecution because the wrong side decides that you went to the wrong place on the internet. And I don't mean child porn. I mean conservative Christian, wholesome values, family values. You know, someday that could be a punishable offense. And you can keep the bad guys out of your computer for less than $3 a month. How do you do it? Go to hidewithdave.com. Those are the sponsors for this segment, the remaining segment, with Virginia Farver. And Virginia, so you're hearing that people are getting jobs without requisite credentials or fake credentials. You're talking about the same thing that Marilyn Rupar's report exposed.
Right. Now, I can't prove, you know, that they don't have the credentials and stuff. I just have heard, you know, there's people questioning how some of these people have gotten some of these positions because they're not qualified, you know. So that's a known fact. So,
but they're answering,
you know,
they're Justice Democrats answering a casting call, and now they're pretending many times to be Republicans.
Right.
This is how they're taking over local communities.
I've got a city mayor right now that supposedly is Republican, but he sure doesn't act like one.
There you go. And what better place than, who was it that told me this? Cassandra Anderson once told me, she used to be a big anti-Agenda 21 activist, and she said, how did she put this? That Ickley called Fort Collins the jewel of the Ickley Empire. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
And I remember that quote. I think she said that about 7 years ago on this show. And she's really right. And, of course, we're going to see infiltration. And you said they move people around from Austin to Santa Cruz to Fort Collins. They're all three jewels of the Ickley Empire, aren't they?
Right.
So here we're talking about, on one hand, the Sinaloas, and this is earlier in the show and earlier last week, coming in and controlling cities and drug trafficking, local law enforcement, and the prosecutors work for them. And ultimately, they're all controlled by the Chinese. And we've established that new business model. And that's an external threat. And we have Mexican military crossing our border over the past week. That's an existential external threat. But what we're talking about here is the internal threat, how people are taken over from the inside. Have you seen anything else that we should be aware of
about
how this takeover?
You know, I was looking up stuff today, and, you know, Fort Collins is a member of this. It's called a One Planet program.
Oh, my God.
And they have to pay dues to join this stuff. So I'm assuming they're taking taxpayers' fund to pay the dues for these people to join it. And then these are a couple of new ones for you. There's something called the UCLG, and that's the United Cities and Local Governments. And then there's something called the UCLG Gold, G-O-L-D, and that's for Global Observatory in Local Democracy. So, you know, it's completely infiltrated in all this stuff. I mean, Fort Collins is, remember, they've got, there's something called the Compact of Colorado Communities. There's the CC4CA, the Colorado Communities for Climate Action. There's a CCP, and this is a climate change professional. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on in this town. I mean, and just the money that's behind it is just incredible.
Wow. I did some things. I wrote about, what's it called? Is it called League of Cities or Council of Mayors or
National League of Cities?
There you go. And they all meet at these corporate Agenda 21 sponsored events, and they are given an agenda, and they all go back to their city councils and county commissioner meetings with the identical legislation. Are you aware of that?
Right. And then just to let everybody know kind of what's going on too, I forgot to go on with this CAC, this Citizens Advisory Committee. Through the Brindle Group, they've got facilitators through the Brindle Group here in town that actually, I actually have read documents where it says, remember, you speak for all Fort Collins citizens. And then I've found documents, Dave, where they've actually referred to us, the citizens, as lowly peasants. And this is because I sometimes I wonder if we don't deserve what they're calling us, because people just sit back and allow this stuff to infiltrate. And it just, you know, once it affects them, then they're going to come out and it's going to be too late. So we need to get on this and get it stopped.
How do you stop it?
I don't know. That's the whole thing.
Come on. I brought you on here as an expert.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the whole, everybody asks me that. How do we stop 5G? And that's another whole issue in a nutshell. And, you know, there's a lot of lawsuits going on right now at the FCC, and the 1996 Telecom Act is unconstitutional, and there's all kinds of things going on with that. But, I mean, it's going to take years, and there's going to be appeals, so I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with a lot of this. But let me tell you, these ICLEI members, and these are some of their little benefits they get. They get to enjoy invitations to exclusive regional, national, and international events. They have access to password-protected internet sites. They get a designated ICLEI staff liaison that will help local government members. They will find members and show them funding sources, and they will be recognized for their achievements. And I'm just telling you, Dave, it just goes on and on and on. So, you know, but the thing is what I'm seeing is they have to pay dues to be involved in all this stuff. And it's us, the taxpayers, that are paying this.
Really?
Yeah. And the whole thing too, that gets me upset is I went to a, CSU Energy Symposium a couple of years ago, and our city mayor, Wade Troxell, and Bill Ritter, this is a three-day event, they stood up at the podium, and they were laughing and talking about how they and their families had met in Paris for this Paris Agreement. And then I was watching all the travels that our city council members do, you know, with this National League of Cities, and they do all this stuff. They travel all over, and I think to myself, these people are the worst offenders. They don't want us to travel. They don't want us to use energy, and these people have no regulations on them whatsoever.
You mean by no regulations, they use their own Learjets and travel indiscriminately, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, of course, it's a case of do as I say, not as I do.
I do. Yep.
Yeah, and that's what's behind it. How much awareness is there in Fort Collins that your leaders have been bought off and sold you out?
I'm not real sure, other than the people that I've told, and there's pockets, and you know, Dave, I think a lot of people are just afraid. The ones that do know are afraid to speak out.
Why?
Because they've seen what happens to people that do.
Besides Stacy, what have they seen?
Well, they've heard about what's happened to me, and there's been a couple of other incidents here in town, and there's another watchdog that's been targeted, and like I said, it, you know, you just have to be really careful. I keep telling people, you have to approach these people in numbers. This is going to be the only way to take it down.
What do you mean in numbers? Like mass demonstrations at city council meetings?
Yes, absolutely.
And
V for Vendetta. I always remember that film. Sorry.
Are your elections rigged?
I think they are, yes. I'll tell you, we had this broadband that passed last year, and that's the other thing. On the off election years, that's when they will bring up the big agenda items, like broadband, $150 million. And they said that it passed overwhelmingly, and I've talked to so many people that don't believe it, absolutely don't believe it.
Do you have paper ballots or electronic voting machines?
We've got electronic voting machines.
They're probably from George Soros.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Pat Stryker, speaking of here in town, she has the Bohemian Foundation, and they actually have Bohemian Nights in I think it's in July, where you can go down and drink and party downtown. But if you look up the Bohemian Foundation, there's links at the top of the page, and there's actually a link to for the Soros Fund.
Well, I heard, I don't know if it's true, that I think she mentored under Soros. I know she attended Obama's first inauguration. And if I remember correctly, wasn't she the leader of the failed Solyndria that got somewhere around $400 million of taxpayer funds and had to pay it back?
It was over $500 million.
Well, so this one, yes, it's the same person, am I right?
Yes, she got, it's Stryker Medical Industry. And she got almost a $600 million bailout from the Obama administration, and she turned around and she closed the door to her failing Solyndra Solar Company. And I remember Trump brought that up during one of his debates, and I couldn't believe
it. Yes, yes, that's right. I remember that now.
We've got to stop that.
Yes.
And lo and behold, you know, like I said, Dave, I heard not too long ago that she's as rich as Donald Trump is now. So,
oh, really?
I don't know. And then, you know, we've got little things in town. You know, they built this new stadium. I told you it was a beautiful place out by the foothills, huge amounts of parking and all kinds of stuff. Now it's crammed in the middle of town. There's no parking. And they built this new stadium, and somebody anonymously gave $20 million for this stadium. And I thought was to myself, I bet it was Pat Stryker, and gee, I'm glad she could give back some of our bailout money.
But you don't know that for sure.
No, I don't know that for sure, but it's probably a pretty good guess.
Isn't her husband connected to environmental research of some sort?
I'm not sure.
I think someone sent me something on that. I don't want to speak out of turn and say something that's not accurate, so I'm not making an accusation. I just want to, I'd ask the question. But, I know Pat Stryker is into Agenda 21 pretty heavily. I know Stacey named her, when she was fighting for the custody of her child, although she didn't have any direct involvement in the court proceedings. This was all Julie Kuntz Field, although Field and Stryker do know each other, and they knew each other back in the 80s when Field's firm defended Stryker Biotech against some kind of legal action, and I don't recall the details. I don't remember if it was malpractice or what it was, but they had a relationship, and that's why it makes it really curious that Field was brought in to be the judge by Stryker, and Stryker goes to work for, Ritter, the governor, goes to work for Stryker after appointing the judge that took Stacy's kid. They really viewed Stacy as a threat. I've looked at Stacy's videos, and I'm good friends with people like Pat Wood and people who've spoken out against these issues, Cassandra Anderson. And Stacy was really good, and she was formidable, but it wasn't like she was in a class all by herself. I just wondered what made them target her with such vehemence.
Either they were afraid she was getting involved too much and was going, maybe finding something that they didn't want her to know. Or, you know, Dave, I'm telling you, this whole court thing was just insane when I went down here. You know, they would have these emergency hearings, and they would contact her at 4:30 at night and say you had to be here at 8 o'clock the next morning. And, you know, if she didn't show up, it looked bad on her record and everything else. So, you know, they were doing everything they could to prevent her from having a job or from even being able to make any kind of plans whatsoever.
No, it's crazy.
The whole thing is just really, really sad.
No, it is really sad. But Stacy was kind of the poster child of this Agenda 21 takeover of Colorado. Now, here's a question I have for you. I mean, I know about Fort Collins. I know how bad it is. I mean, I've gone on that radio station in Johnstown. I'm sorry, the name escapes me now, many times in a broadcast right into downtown Fort Collins. And I said, speaking to you live from the People's Republic of Larimer County. And that's how I feel about that place. I mean, it's akin to communist China. But the question I have is this. The state is going crazy in Colorado, too. They are going total globalist, total New World Order agenda, total anti-constitution, anti-Christian, anti-family. Is this a move in Colorado where the change is mostly coming from the bottom down, you know, from the top down, or is it coming from the bottom up, starting with the cities? What do you think?
I think this change is coming from the bottom up. The citizens, last week they had a vaccination hearing in Denver, and it was, there were the they said they had the biggest crowd ever that showed up to testify against vaccinations. And the same thing's happening here. We've got Jared Polis, you know, that got, he wants to get rid of oil and gas. And he actually is invested in oil and gas in Canada. And I think it was South Dakota or something, but you know, he wants to get rid of it totally out of, Weld County. So there are petitions for recalls. And you know, he wanted 100% renewable energy for the state of Colorado too, which is insane. So yeah, there's going to be a big backlash, I have a feeling.
Well, we'll see. Was Polis ever connected to the Gang of Four?
Yes, he was one of them.
That's what I thought. And they were the group that was given credit for changing Colorado from a conservative red state into a dyed-in-the-wool globalist blue state.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember. It was Pat Stryker, Jared Polis. Was it Timothy Gill? And I can't remember the other one. But yeah, there were four of them, and they absolutely turned Colorado from a red state to a blue state.
Yeah, I can't. You know, so many years have gone by since I was immersed in this, but I actually had a conversation with Peter Boyle, and I'm sure you heard of him, the ex-longtime talk show host at KHOW.
Uh-huh.
6-something a.m. on your dial in Denver. Sorry, I've been gone too many years now. I think Peter is now somewhere in Georgia broadcasting, but he really tore up the JonBenet Ramsey case. And I'll tell you, the Ramseys, if I'm not mistaken, weren't they also affiliated with the Gang of Four as an ancillary group?
I've never heard that. So
okay.
I
found
really
some really bad things about the Ramseys, and it's nothing I really thought that was relevant to my battle, so I didn't come out with it. But, you know, John Ramsey's now deceased. So was Patty, the mother.
Right.
But there was a lot more to that case than met the eye. In fact, the aforementioned Mexican justice official that I talked to you about earlier, he knew about the Ramsey case, and he filled in some interesting gaps for me. Long story short with this, though, I do agree with you. I think it's from the bottom up. I really do. I wanted to go back to that Solyndra situation again for a second, because this was total globalist. Wasn't that about algae production?
The Solyndra Solar?
Yes.
No, it was about solar panels.
Yes, but didn't they have an algae offshoot in the Gulf?
I think they did as well, too. But I did hear that her her solar panels were catching on fire
if
they were left in the sun. So, yeah, I'm not real sure about – I don't know the complete connection. I probably can look, but,
okay.
You know,
I'm gonna go down that road then.
She's involved in a lot of this stuff.
Well, she's – runs Fort Collins, and she, you know,
absolutely.
Pat Stryker runs CSU, from what everyone tells me.
Absolutely. Yeah, the energy lab, this whole smart grid thing, our city mayor's involved in all this stuff. He wants to go 100% renewable energy as well, too. And actually, Jared Polis, our governor, mentioned that last week. And so I think that's going to be a detriment to him here locally. So, you know, he's going to be in trouble all over all this stuff. But he's been involved in all this smart grid stuff. And he started the Federal Smart Grid Task Force, and he was involved in the Colorado Smart Grid Task Force and many other organizations.
You know, I'm nonviolent. I'm a Christian. And I only believe in the use of violence in extreme self-defense. But I also am a connoisseur of human nature by virtue of my academic background in sociology, psychology, research, and stat. In Virginia, I've formed an opinion, and it troubles me to say this because I pray this will not come to this. But these people are so deceitful, devious, and so very thorough and intelligent about their local takeover, and now they're doing it from the top down. We have a Republican conservative president, and yet these programs are still going forward all over the country. The average person, and that's about 75-80% of America, when they fully awaken to how they've been sold out, they're not going to tolerate it. There's going to be violence in the streets, and I'm not hoping for it. I'm not advocating for it, but I think there's no way to win at the local level. Tell me I'm wrong. Give me some hope here that people can turn this around.
I'm hoping, like I said, we've got something. We've got this red flag bill now that people are getting petitions to get it stopped.
Well, tell people what that is very quickly.
That is, it's a bill to where if anybody calls the sheriff's department and says they think you're crazy, they can come and just take your guns. No questioning, no nothing.
How about we start calling the sheriff, well, we'll call the law enforcement on these city council members.
Right.
Hey, they're nuts. I saw them. I'm not sure I'm right, but I think I saw them riding in their car with a shotgun hanging out the window. They're nuts, and they were threatening to shoot everybody. Go pick them up.
Right.
And I imagine you can report this anonymously, right? You don't have to use your name.
They're using lethal force on all of us right now with the smart meters and the 5G. I'm telling you, the city of Fort Collins, I know people that work down city in several different departments, that they were told to get this 5G infrastructure in before the public can become aware of it. That's how bad this is.
That's why I think it's going to turn violent.
Yes. And every three to, and also,
you're not supposed to say yes. You're supposed to tell me, Dave, there's hope.
I keep thinking there's hope. And this is what's, I've been contacted by several people. About 3 weeks ago, there was a cancer cluster of kids at Rocky Mountain High School that was just announced.
Oh my.
And there's a cell tower there and there's, Wi-Fi in the schools. And there was a cancer cluster at Weston Elementary in Ripon, California about a month ago. And all the parents there got together and said they were pulling their kids out of that school unless the cell tower next to the school was removed, and they got it removed, Dave. And I think the same thing, parents here, there's rumblings in town that people are starting to catch on to this stuff here in town. So I have a feeling with this announcement at this Rocky Mountain High School cancer cluster, now with this 5G coming in every 3 to 10 homes, and Dave, just to let people understand how bad this is, there's going to be 180 antennas per square mile in our cities.
Oh, that's another topic for another time, because you know what? We're out of time. And Virginia, I really want to thank you for coming on this show and telling people how their communities get taken over from the bottom up. You've lived it. We've given tons of examples. They'll do anything, including steal your kids. And people just need to be vigilant. Virginia, we'll have you back on to talk about these cancer clusters because it's an important issue we're not going to let go of here on the Common Sense Show. I want to thank you for joining us. To everybody else, we are flat out of time. We're up against it. Thank you for being with us tonight. Go out and have a great week. God
Thanks,
bless.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Virginia.
I'll talk to you soon.
You are the best.
Bye. You too. Thank you.